Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Carlos, contributions up and down the lineup, but particularly from the bottom half. But what did you specifically think about Ronnie's night?
Yeah, really good. Pretty impressive for him. I think he went on the third deck, you know. It's the first time I've seen somebody going over there. We know the power's real. We know the impact. But at the same time, I've been saying it since he got here. We got to be patient with him. You know, this is a guy that missed a whole year of development, and it's really good to see him now do some of the things that we know he's capable of. And, you know, great night for him. Great night for the whole offense. Good team win there.
To see, I mean, obviously we know about his ability, like you said, to hit the ball hard, but to see it in person like that on display, what goes through your head?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, not too many people can go on that third deck here, you know. I don't have much of experience in this ballpark, but not easy to do. Look, man, like I said, the power, the impact, the way the ball jumps off his bat, and it's just good to see him doing the things he's capable of, like I said.
Have you noticed a difference in the quality of his at-bats in the last couple of games?
Better, definitely, you know, especially on pitches in the strike zone. I feel like the first couple of games he was a little passive, and then they made him chase. I feel like now he's ready to go for pitches in the strike zone. And when he's doing that, you know that, like I said, he's a pretty good hitter.
How'd you feel about Lindor stealing a couple bases?
he's a player, you know, like, you know, he's not going to back down. He's not going to, if he's in the lineup, he's not going to use that as an excuse, you know. He's full go, and we saw it right away. Two of them, great jumps, but not surprised by it.
After all those tight games you've had this week, does that appeal?
What was that?
After all the tight game, you know, late inning drama you've had in the last week, does that appeal a little bit more relaxing?
Well, I don't know about relaxing, no, but it was good to see the offense, you know, getting big hits, hitting for power today. Obviously, we talk about the Mauricio, but Jeff, Jarrett going the other way. But overall, yeah, you know, Buto coming in there after Clay, a couple of innings. I thought he looked really, really good, Buto. And then Castillo finished it off. But yeah, so it was a good team win, like I said.
What did you make of Holmes?
Really, really good. From the first inning, first and third, nobody out, and they made him work, and he got out of it. And then I think it was on the third, first and second, nobody out, got the ground ball on Estrada. I thought the sinker was good, the slider and the sweeper. I don't think he threw many changes. I think he was only one of them. But the sinker, the sweeper, and the slider, for sure, were his pitches. And I thought on a day where, you know, they made him work the first couple of innings after five, you know, the altitude and all, like, I thought he was pretty tired, but, you know, I sent him back out there, and for him to finish that six, even with two guys got on, it's good to see him, you know, just getting comfortable and finding a way to get the job done and giving us solid innings there.
What do you think has allowed him to get deeper into games, and it's almost like he's getting stronger as the year progresses?
Yeah, I feel like his ability to get ground balls when he needs to, especially when there's traffic, that's his calling card with the sinker, and we saw it today. First and second, nobody out, and he got the ground ball when he needed to. But it just knowing that he's got few weapons that he can go to if he's looking for a strikeout, if he's looking for a ground ball, like having the understanding and the awareness, I think he's in a really good place right now.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.